minutes with you, getting set for Big Ten women's basketball, the Badgers and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for the home team, Huskers, 14-4 this season under ninth year coach Amy Williams. They're 5-2 in the Big Ten. Logan Nisley is a 6-foot sophomore guard from Bismarck, North Dakota, coming off 13 points in a win at Iowa. Jessica Petrie is 6'2 and a sophomore, scores about 5.5 per game. Callen Hake is 5'8, the junior, is scoring about 7 points per contest this season. A freshman from Omaha, Nebraska, Britt Prince, is a 5'11 guard, scored 22, a team high last time out for the Huskers. And Alexis Markowski, preseason All-Big Ten selection, the 6'3 senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, leads them in scoring, 14.7 per game, and in rebounding at 8.3 per contest. All right, let's take a look at the lineups now for Wisconsin. The lineup for Wisconsin under fourth-year coach Marissa Mosley, 10-8 this season. The Badgers are 1-6 in Big Ten play. They've lost their last 5 straight games. Carter McCray is a 6'1 sophomore, scores just under 10 points per game, second-leading rebounder for the Badgers this season at 6.8. Tess Myers is a 5'9 grad student, the guard from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, coming off a 6 3-point game, 6 of 14 from downtown, a season-high 18 points in the Badgers' loss against ninth-ranked Ohio State. Ronnie Porter is a 5-foot junior guard from St. Paul, Minnesota, 5th in the Big Ten, 4.6 assists per contest. Natalie Leitzinger, 5'8 grad guard from Monroe, Wisconsin, about 8 points per game, scored 6 in the Badgers' loss to the Buckeyes. And Sarah Williams, 6'4 junior from Brooklyn, New York, 5th in the Big Ten at 18.5 points per game. She leads the conference at 11.6 rebounds per contest. She's coming off a 20.17 rebound effort in the Badgers' loss to Ohio State. And that's the matchup, one of the matchups to watch tonight. Sarah Williams down low against Alexis Markowski. That's 6'4 versus 6'3. Those two players right now in the center circle for their respective teams as we get ready for tip-off here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. An arena where Nebraska hasn't lost since last season. They've won their last 14 home games, including 11 this season. Here we go, opening tip-off from Lincoln, Nebraska. Ball in the air, and it is back-tapped and tipped out to the Huskers. Actually, last touched by Nebraska. It'll be Wisconsin basketball trying to chase it down. One of the Huskers players, that was Nisley, and it goes out of bounds. So Wisconsin will have the first possession here at Pinnacle Bank. Badgers have never won in this arena all time. Here's Natalie Leitzinger outside right for the Badgers. Pushes to McCray out on top. Swings it over to the left. This is Porter with the basketball, defended by Prince. Ronnie gets a screen by Williams. Porter throws to her right. Caught by Wisconsin's Natalie Leitzinger. Fires inside and missing the shot down low. On the left is Williams. Rebound by Nebraska. Prince has it on the left wing to Markowski. Trailing the play, a 3-ball. Rims out no good, and it's picked up by Porter. Badgers pick up the loose ball, and Porter flies into the front court. Ronnie on the right gives it up to McCray. McCray out on top. Long two is in the air, and it's through. There's Carter McCray nailing the jumper for Wisconsin. A 60% shooter from the floor, but that was a little deep for her range, and she drills it anyway. 2-0 Wisconsin. Down low, Petrie high off the glass. No good. Markowski on the other side puts it up and in. Offensive rebound by Alexis Markowski. Markowski, leading rebounder for this Nebraska team at just over 8 per game. Tied at 2, a minute gone by in the first quarter. Here's Porter between the circles for the Badgers. Gives it over to Leitzinger. Looks to her left and passes over to McCray. High toss, low block, left turnaround on the baseline. Air ball by Williams, and it's grabbed by Nisley on the other side. In transition, Hake has it, one dribble, brings it back out. Here is a 3, but wait, a travel before the shot. The shot was... missed by Peters. Williams right of the lane, mid-range jumper, no good. Williams 0 for 3 from the floor. 8:27 to go, first quarter. Rebound Nebraska, tied at 2. Skip pass to the left, and it is caught by Hake, defended by Wisconsin's Natalie Leitzinger. They'll throw it around to the right side. Prince fires a 3, no good, and it's ripped down by Williams. Hits the back rim, no good. Picked up by Sarah. And the Badgers move it right to left. Porter, look inside. Caught McCray on Markowski. McCray tries a reverse left hand. Finish good. 4 points for Carter McCray. And the Badgers lead it 4-2. 2 minutes gone past here in the opening quarter. Now the Badgers put on some pressure on Nebraska in the backcourt. Trying to take a little bit of that shot clock down. Huskers into the front court. It's Nisley on the right wing. Myers will defend. Nisley with the basketball. Fires to Markowski out on top, working on McCray. Now backing down McCray. Mid-post left, kicking it out to Prince on the right. Shot clock's at 7. They go inside to Petrie. Back out. It's caught by Hake. Shot clock's at 3. Hake trying to make a move. Down the lane, and an offensive foul right as the shot clock buzzer sounds. Leitzinger absorbing the charge, and it's going to be a foul against Nebraska. First team foul against the Cornhuskers. And that foul called against Hake really could have gone either way. And I think they're going to go take a look at whether the foul happened first or the shot clock expired. So it looks like we're going to have a little break here as they try to figure that out. Yeah, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to figure out whether or not the foul was first or the shot clock was first. And I think it was probably, just thinking back in real time, I think it was shot clock just a tick before the foul. But we'll see what they find out. We've got 7:31 to play in this first quarter. And the Badgers lead the Cornhuskers by a score of 4-2. Nebraska, I mentioned, 11-0 at home this season. They won the final 3 home games here at Pinnacle Bank last year. So that's a 14-game home winning streak. They've won 7 straight in the series against Wisconsin. So the Badgers trying to break a couple of streaks here tonight. And it looks like the foul was before the shot clock violation. So that will be a foul against Hake. And that will be the first team foul. And I believe this is a media timeout at this point? It may be behind on breaks, but I do know this. We can pause 10 seconds for station ID. 10 seconds for station ID. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin 2-5 from the floor. Nebraska is 1-4 from the field. And I believe this was a media timeout, but I probably talked too much at this point. So we're going to be behind a break, just FYI to producer tonight, Dawson Brown, back in the studio in Jefferson City, Missouri. Badgers' 2 field goals have come from Carter McCray. She's got 4 points. Markowski with 2. Markowski, 1 of 2 from the line. Badgers come in with a 1-6 Big Ten. You know what? Let's take a break. Should we, Dawson? Let's take a break. This is Wisconsin women's basketball.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it?
I mean, things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. John Audius with you. Badgers taking on the Cornhuskers. First quarter, 6:34 to go in this first quarter. Brett Prince back to the action, was fouled on a drive by Ronnie Porter. Missed the shot, but makes the first free throw. The 5'11 freshman from Omaha, Nebraska, has scored in double figures 13 times this year for Nebraska. And she makes both free throws. So with 6:34 to go in this first quarter, we are now tied at 4 apiece. All 4 points still so far from Carter McCray. The Badgers, Sarah Williams, 0-for-4 from the floor. Missed a shot while we are away there. Here's Ronnie Porter now out on top, defended by Prince. Screen set by Williams on the pick and roll. And Porter's pass is deflected. Ronnie regains control. Gives it up to McCray. McCray to the free throw line and kicking it back out to Porter. Shot clock's under 10. Double team on Ronnie. She'll flip it over to Williams. Near the left elbow, jumpers through. Sarah Williams with her first field goal make of the quarter. 6:05 to play in the first, and the Badgers have taken a 6-4 lead on Nebraska. And now a whistle away from the action as a foul will be called against Sarah Williams. Lily Cron now comes into the game for Wisconsin. Cron has had the hot hand for the Badgers. The junior from Prairie du Chien is coming off back-to-back 16-point games. Had 16 against Maryland. That was a career high. Next game against Ohio State, another 16 on the board. She's out there. That last foul was against Williams. That's her first, and it was the Badgers' second team foul. Petrie, top of the arc, defended by McCray. Hands off, and now trying to fight down low is Rimdahl, kicking it back out. Petrie swishes the three on the left. Petrie at 13 points and 6 rebounds at Iowa. Last time out for Nebraska, a win for the Cornhuskers. 5:35 to go in this first quarter. 7-6, Nebraska with the lead. McCray down low on the right, missed the shot. Rebound ripped down by Nebraska. It's Petrie. Nisley, front court, lobs inside Markowski on Williams. Left shoulder turn, right hand hook, no. And McCray rips it down for the Badgers. 5:18 to go, first quarter. Here comes Porter, front court. Around two defenders, got it poked free. Regains control on the left wing. Prince will defend. And now Porter takes a look at head coach Marissa Mosley. Wedge screen out on top, over to the left. Porter now passes to her right. And then there is Williams trying to get it down low to McCray, and a foul down low as the Badgers try to work it to Carter McCray. Foul called against Nebraska. And that is the Cornhuskers' second team foul. Wisconsin 7-6 Nebraska, 5:04 to play, first quarter. Last foul was called against Petrie. That was her first. Inbounds pass caught by Tess Myers outside left. Nisley tried to swipe at it. Knocked it down to the floor for a split second. Now Cron has it on top with 10 on the shot clock. Cron dribbling behind her back. Pass to her right. Porter driving in on Prince. Porter, tough shot, came up short. Picked up by Prince. Outlet, right sideline. Nebraska, front court. Skip it to the left side. Here's Rimdahl for three. No. Rebound to Myers. Badgers on the fast break. They've got numbers on a 3-on-1. Myers all the way, bounces to her right. Porter, layup good. Badgers get that miss and run it all the way to the other side for a layup. And Rimdahl got called for a travel in the backcourt, and it's a turnover by Nebraska. Wisconsin will get the ball. 4:29 to play, first quarter. Badgers lead the Huskers 8-7. Deionis Jimenez, who missed Wisconsin's last game against Ohio State, enters the game. Ronnie Porter heads to the bench. By the way, Wisconsin's Hallie Douglas will not play tonight. Douglas fighting through an illness. She's on the bench. Here's Jimenez, double screen on top for D. Dribbles just right of the paint, throws back to her left. This is Cron. Cron working down the lane, bouncing deep on the left. Layup by Sarah Williams is in. Now some backcourt pressure by the Badgers. Nebraska, Prince has it right sideline, still in the backcourt. To Petrie, still in the backcourt. Now pass over to the left where it's caught by Rimdahl, front court. Drives to the left baseline, kicks it back out with the pass. They fire it inside off the hands of Bojan, and it's picked up by Wisconsin. Another turnover by Nebraska. That is their fourth of the first quarter. 3:51 to play in the first quarter. 10-7, Badgers leading the ball. Here's a spin by Williams and a travel. She made the shot, but got called for the travel. And right as I was saying, the Badgers haven't turned the basketball over. That's their first turnover of this first quarter. 10-7, Wisconsin on top. 3:46 to play in the first. Prince has it. Backcourt. Cross-court pass. Now they go to the left arc. Here's a three in rhythm by Rimdahl and Turner. Second three-point make of the game for Nebraska. They lead the Big Ten with 8 three-pointers made per game. Williams catches low block right. Too strong. Got it on the left block and finishes with the left hand. 12-10, Wisconsin. 3:20 to go in this first quarter. Now 4 points. Check it. 6 points, 2 rebounds for Sarah Williams. She has 6 of 12 Wisconsin points. Rimdahl outside left. Jimenez will defend. Finds Prince out on top. Screen set by her teammate, Bojan. Now Rimdahl on top, driving. Finds Bojan, and a foul. Went up for the shot, and it got poked up high into the air. And a foul called against Giannis Jimenez. That is her first, and that is Wisconsin's 13th foul. So now Williams and Jimenez will head to the bench for the Badgers. Out on the floor right now, Spasovsky, Kron, McCray, Leitzinger, and Porter. And here's Bojan at the free throw line, and that one's too strong. The 6'3 freshman from Croatia, 59% free throw shooter this season. Badgers on top by 2. First quarter. And that free throw's in. 1 point lead for Wisconsin. Backcourt. It's Porter. And Nebraska will back off on their pressure. Moriarty will defend. Porter off to the right where it's caught outside right by Leitzinger. Guided over to the left side now where Ronnie catches on the left wing. Porter and a whistle away from the basketball. Spasovsky was battling down low. And a foul called against the Cornhuskers. And that's against Amaya Hargrove, a freshman from Christopher, Illinois. 2:45 to play first quarter, and that is the third team foul against the Cornhuskers. Natalie Leitzinger bounces. Left block. Working. McCray on Bojan. Double team on McCray. Bouncing over to Leitzinger on the left. 7 on the shot clock. To Kron on top. Kron driving. Has some space. Step back 3. No good. Picked up by Nebraska. Hargrove grabbed it. Front court Huskers. On the right, it's Rimdahl. Rimdahl to the free throw line. Kick it back out to Hake. Hake a drive, and she'll throw it back to her left where it's caught by Moriarty. Over to Hake on the right. That three rolls in. Three-pointer good for Nebraska. 3 of 6 shooting the three-point shot now are the Huskers. And Nebraska has a 2-point lead. 2 minutes to play first quarter. 14-12, the Cornhuskers. Wisconsin and Nebraska battling here in the first quarter. Here's Leitzinger on top for the Badgers. Pushes over to McCray. Shot clock's at 7. To her left on the wing, it's Porter. Porter, top of the key on her drive. Over to Leitzinger with 1 on the shot clock. A 3-ball's no good. And the rebound, Moriarty. Here comes Nebraska. Rimdahl, front court, working on Kron. Rimdahl, right of the lane now, bounces inside. And a shot up with the left hand falls for Nebraska. It was Hargrove underneath. A minute 20 to play in the first quarter. 4-point Nebraska lead. Leitzinger, left wing for the Badgers. Finds Spasovsky. Spins it over to Porter on the right. Defended by Moriarty. Here's Porter, the Badgers' junior point guard. Throws to Leitzinger. Steers it inside. McCray down low on the left. Off the glass for 2. Great start for Carter McCray. She's got 6 points. 2-point Nebraska lead with the basketball. It's 16-14, under a minute to play in the first. Here's Hake. Top of the arc, drives to her right. Pass over to Moriarty. Screen set by Bojan. Moriarty, right of the lane. Down low now. Kicking it out. Hargrove, 3. No good. Rebound, Nebraska. Offensive board on the baseline by Moriarty. 32 seconds to play. First quarter. Huskers, 2-point lead with the basketball. Here's Hake. Throwing inside. Bojan, right hand. Good. Right around the restricted arc. 20 seconds to go in the first. 18-14 Nebraska. Badgers walk it across the timeline. Largest lead of this quarter for the Huskers. 7 seconds to go in the quarter. Porter gives it up to Kron, just left of the wheel. Kron launches for 3. No good. Rebound, Nebraska. And the first quarter is done as the buzzer sounds. And after the first 10 minutes here in Lincoln, the home team Cornhuskers have an 18-14 lead over Wisconsin. We'll take a break and come back with the second quarter next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped Little Leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
Check that, 18-14 Nebraska on top of Wisconsin after the first 10 minutes here from Pinnacle Bank Arena. Badgers shoot 39% in that first quarter. Nebraska 46%, part of the difference here in this four-point Nebraska lead, which, by the way, is their largest lead of the game. It has been three-point shooting, 3 of 7 for Nebraska, 0 of 4 for Wisconsin, and that is something that the Cornhuskers have done very well this season, and it's knocked down three-point shots. They lead the conference with most three-pointers made per game. They're fifth in three-point shooting percentage, and the Badgers give up 3 three-pointers in the first. We'll check it second. I think I said fifth. Second in three-point percentage in the Big Ten. Wisconsin's led by Carter McCray and Sarah Williams. Each have 6 points. 2 rebounds for Williams. 1 rebound in that first quarter for McCray. So here we go. Second quarter is here. It's Nebraska basketball to start. It's the freshman Prince handling the rock for the Huskers. Has it outside right. High toss inside. Markowski double teamed. And Myers comes away with the steal. Throws it away. Prince picks it up in the paint. Gives to Hargrove, who lost it. And now it's Porter who has it. Badgers force another turnover. Fifth turnover of the game for Nebraska. Leitzinger looks inside. Caught by Williams. Low block left on Markowski. Throws to the corner and Myers catches. Now they'll feed the right block. It's McCray on Hargrove. McCray down low, forcing a shot up and working it off the window for two. McCray with 8 points. 9:18 to go, second quarter. 2-point Nebraska lead. Hargrove over to the left. Nisley has it on the wing. Off a screen, Prince catches on top. Now Markowski tries to set the screen. She does. Zigzagging through defenders, it's Prince. Right of the lane, high arcing jumper over Williams is no good. Rebound, Myers and Wisconsin. Front court, Badgers. Drop it off inside to Williams. Easy two. She got position down deep on that right block. Heads up play by Myers to find Williams. We're tied at 18. 8:42 to go, second quarter. Look inside to Markowski. Kick out Prince, a three over Myers. Swished through. Prince is a 39% three-point shooter. She drills that triple to make it 21-18, breaking a tie between the Badgers and the Huskers. Wisconsin basketball. Leitzinger on the left arc. Leitzinger has some space. Step back on the three is too strong. Rebound McCray to Williams. She'll try a three right where Leitzinger missed. That one's no good. Rebound Prince and Nebraska. Huskers front court. Rimdahl in transition. A three is short. Prince has it down on the baseline. Offensive board for Nebraska. Huskers also out-rebounded the Badgers by six in that first quarter. Jumper missed by Rimdahl on the left. Rebound Wisconsin. Leitzinger going downhill to the rim. Off the basketball was fouled. And the fans here at Pinnacle Bank Arena unhappy with that call, but it'll be a shooting foul. And it'll send Natalie Leitzinger to the free throw line for Wisconsin. 3-point Nebraska lead, 7:49 to play in this second quarter. The Cornhuskers just outside of the top 25 entering play this week. The new AP Women's Top 25 was released. Here's Leitzinger's first free throw. It's in. Nebraska, the first team receiving votes. So I guess you could say they're 26th in the country. But this Badger schedule over the next 11 games, a lot of top teams as the second free throw is missed by Leitzinger. Nebraska quickly moves into the front court. It's Nisley with the basketball. Now Markowski catches deep in the paint. DePrince left baseline. Short jumper's in. Nebraska matches its largest lead now. It's 23-19. 7:32 to go in the second quarter. Of Wisconsin's next 11 games, seven are against either teams in the top 25 or receiving votes. Here's Gresh into the game, trying three on the left, and it's an air ball. Gracie Gresh enters the game for the Badgers, the 5'11 freshman from Green Bay, Wisconsin. He's played in seven games this season. On the Badgers, trying to put some pressure on the backcourt passer for Nebraska. Huskers break it with a three on the left now. Hoisted, no good. Markowski trying to grab that miss. Does, tries to tip it back up, and now a foul called against Wisconsin. Markowski all over Leitzinger, and I think they're going to get Leitzinger for that foul. Markowski, athletic play by her, trying to tip in the miss with the right hand. Should be a shooting foul. Officials are discussing right now at the free throw line. And they're going to say it was not in the act of shooting. Interesting. We'll take it. 7:07 to go, second quarter. 4-point Cornhuskers lead. Prince catches right corner. Bounces mid-post right. Spinning away from the double team. Markowski tries the right hand hook. No good. Gresh grabs it. Wisconsin ball to the right. Myers in transition. 4-3. Halfway down. No. Ball tipped around and out of bounds at the Huskers bench. It'll be Wisconsin ball. Tess Myers coming off a season-high 18 points. Could not hit that last three-point attempt. She's 0 of 2 from the three-point arc. And Wisconsin, after a season-high 12 three-pointers made against number 9 Ohio State last time out. The Badgers are now 0 of 8. Inbounds pass stolen by Prince. Prince versus Porter. Down low, reach in, Ronnie. Porter can't believe it. Foul on Prince, who will go to the free throw line. She was going up for the shot when she was fouled. Yeah, Wisconsin took 29 three-pointers, hit 12 of them against Ohio State. And they're 0 for 8 so far tonight. So it'll be Britt Prince at the free throw line. Two-time Nebraska Gatorade Player of the Year at the line, and that one's in. Prince really making a case for Big Ten Freshman of the Year. She's coming off a 22-point effort, hit 5 threes at Iowa. Prince makes 2 at the free throw line. Now Nebraska has its largest lead of the game. It's at 6, 25-19, the Cornhuskers, 6:40 to go, second quarter. Jimenez around a screen by Spasovsky, almost picked up her pivot foot, drops it off inside. Williams high off the glass, no good. Fighting for it, Petrie, ball loose on the floor. Williams on the floor, Spasovsky on the floor, a couple of Huskers on the floor, and a held ball will stay with Wisconsin. Fans wanted to travel on Jimenez before she threw it inside to Williams, but I think she kept that left toe down, didn't drag it. Jimenez underneath her own hoop, looking inbounds. Her pass deflected down to the floor. A steal by Prince. Prince up the right sideline for Nebraska. high, toss inside. Markowski had position on Williams. And the short little hook shot is up and in. Timeout, Wisconsin. 6:16 to go. Second quarter, and Nebraska now has an 8-point lead. It's the Cornhuskers 27, Badgers 19. Back after this break. This is Badgers Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, "I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for day and for today and the future. John Audius with you here in the second quarter. 6:16 to play in the second at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. And the Badgers trail the Cornhuskers 27-19. It's a 6-0 run from Nebraska. This was a 2-point game before this 6-0 run. The team from Lincoln, they've used a jumper by Prince, a couple of free throws by Prince, and then Markowski for two. So four of the six coming from the freshman, Britt Prince, who leads Nebraska with 9 points. Wisconsin is being led by their two bigs, Sarah Williams and Carter McCray, each with 8 points. So those two have 16 of the 19 Wisconsin points thus far in the game. Big difference so far, still 3-point shooting, well, a couple of different things, rebounding and 3-point shooting. Rebounding plus 5 for Nebraska. 3-point shooting 4 of 10 for the Cornhuskers, so that's above their season average. The Badgers are 0 for 8 from downtown. Wisconsin's the 8th best shooting percentage-wise shooting team in the Big Ten. All right, here comes Giannis Giménez and company into the front court for the Cardinal and White. Giménez out on top. She's defended by Moriarty. Dribbles to her right now, goes downhill, strong to the rim, misses the shot. It's short. It's knocked out of bounds. Giménez saying, hey, I was fouled. It'll be Wisconsin ball. 6:01 to play in the second quarter. Still a 6-0 run from the Cornhuskers. Myers outside left for the Badgers, has the basketball. Defended by Prince. Shot clock's under 10. Bouncing left corner, Cron to Williams. Finds Spasovski in the paint. Out to Giménez on the right. Fakes a pass. Now launches for three. Tries it off the glass. No good. Markowski has it for Nebraska. Huskers, largest lead of this game. They're up by 8. Moriarty on the wing. Fake to three. They'll swing it around to the left side. It's Prince. Defended by Wisconsin's Giménez. Nebraska swing it around now to the right side. It's Moriarty to Markowski. Looks inside, finds her teammate Petrie, lays it up and in deep on the left. Petrie, the sophomore from Australia, about 5.5 points per game. And now it's an 8-0 run for Nebraska. Sarah Williams down deep on the left. A tough shot over Markowski. Falls to the floor. No whistle on the baseline. Spasovski trying to save it. And it's out of bounds. Last touch, Wisconsin. 8-0 Nebraska run over the last 2.5 minutes of this game. Five, 10 to play, second quarter. Here comes Prince. No pressure in the backcourt from Wisconsin. Nebraska undefeated at home this season. Here's a turnaround, Moriarty. It's in. 10-0 Nebraska run on the short jumper from Moriarty. She's got four. Under 5 minutes to go in the second. 31-19 Nebraska. to the right. Here's a three launch by Myers off the left side of the rim. No. Prince has the rebound. 12-point Nebraska lead. Markowski hands to Prince. Prince feeds it over to the right. Driving baseline. Moriarty bouncing. Petrie, low left finish. Good. Two more on the board for Nebraska. 33-19 Huskers. 4:15 to play second quarter. Now a 12-0 run. Wisconsin needs to stop it. Backdoor cut. Cron catches on the baseline and she walked. Turnover, Wisconsin. It's a 12-0 Nebraska run over the last 3:31. They now have a 14-point lead. It's the Nebraska team. Made it to the NCAA tournament last season. Lost in the second round. 23-12 overall a season ago. Bojan for three. It's in from the left wing. Make it a 15-0 run. Timeout, Wisconsin. Big, big second quarter here for the Cornhuskers. Outscoring the Badgers 18-5 in the quarter. Nebraska 59% from the field, 7 out of 12. They've hit 2 3-pointers. Wisconsin 2 of 11 from the floor here in the second quarter. That's 18% to 58% shooting. 17-point Nebraska lead now. See what Wisconsin can do down the stretch here of the second quarter. Just kind of stop the bleeding and see how much they can recover before halftime. Hey, stick around at the half. We'll hear from Wisconsin transfer sophomore Carter McCray. Asked her why she wanted to come to Madison. Hear that answer and a lot more coming up here at halftime. On the floor for the Badgers, it'll be Cron, Porter, Leitzinger, McCray, and Williams. 3:46 to play. Second quarter. And Wisconsin needs to stop this run that's lasted almost 4 minutes. It's a 15-zip Nebraska run. Leitzinger out on top. McCray sets the screen. Double team flies at Leitzinger. She tries to dribble out of it. Gets tripped up and a foul. Foul against the Cornhuskers. That is the third team foul against Nebraska. And we'll see who they charge that to. That's Hake, and that's her second. So Hake heads to the bench for Nebraska. Leitzinger bounces into McCray out on top. Flips to Porter. Porter drifting to her left with the dribble. Finds Williams, steers it over to the right side. Leitzinger coming in hard and tries a reverse layup. No good. Ball tipped out, picked up Prince, and here she comes flying into the front court. Spins it to the right. Moriarty, extra pass to the corner. Here's a three. No good by Nebraska. Rebound, McCray. Missed by Nisley. She takes the most threes of any Nebraska player. With 3:05 to go before halftime, here comes Cron for Wisconsin. Bouncing baseline to the left corner. It's Leitzinger in the short corner. Finds McCray near the elbow. Brings it back out with a pass to Porter. Porter lowers her head, comes in strong from the right side, and a whistle and a foul. Hold there against Nebraska. It'll be a foul against the Cornhuskers. It'll be team foul number 3 of the quarter against Nebraska. 2:51 to go before halftime. Nebraska run has lasted almost 5 minutes now. It's a 15-0 run. Porter tosses a pass over the top of the defense from the baseline and is caught by McCray. Ronnie runs back out on the wing and catches it from Carter. Now a left-hand pass to the corner. Here's Leitzinger squaring up, puts it on the floor with a couple of dribbles. Shot clock's under 10, finds Cron, looks inside. It's caught down low. Here's Williams, right hand up and in, and it stops a 15-0 run. Deep finish by Williams. Now we'll see if the Badgers can put something together. First, a three is in by Petrie. .210 to go before the half. It's a 39-21 lead. 18-point lead for the Cornhuskers, largest of the game. Here's McCray lowering her shoulder into the defense of Petrie, and an offensive foul called against McCray. Petrie takes the charge. Foul number three against Wisconsin. Myers comes in now for Leitzinger. 2:01 to play, second quarter. Nebraska 39 with the basketball, Wisconsin 21. Huskers outscoring the Badgers 21-7 in the quarter. Rimdahl, left wing, leaves it for Petrie. McCray right there. To the right, now trying to fight through a screen. It's Prince, pick and roll inside Bojan. That should be an offensive foul. Bojan was tugging on the jersey of Porter. And it is a foul against Bojan. That's a good call. That's a good call. She had her hand low, pulling on the jersey of Porter. Here's Porter, front court for the Badgers. Prince defends. Screen set by Williams. Now Porter accelerates right of the lane, and the ball is out of bounds, but I think it was touched by Nebraska. Poked out of bounds by the Huskers. Williams catches the inbounds for the Badgers, finds Porter. Porter dribbles to the head of the key on Prince, screen by Williams. Porter changing direction, pull up 15-footer is in for Porter. There's Wisconsin's junior, Ronnie Porter, out of St. Paul, Minnesota. About 9 points per game this season for Porter. Minute 10 to go before halftime. It's 39-23 Nebraska. Cornhuskers basketball. Screen and roll now for Rimdahl. So throw to her left, and the three is in by Prince. 42-23. It's the fourth three-pointer of the quarter for Nebraska. They're 7-14 in the game. 47 seconds to play, second quarter. Here's Porter and Wisconsin with it. Screen by Williams. Porter throws back to her left. Here's Cron, catch and shoot for three. Nope. Prince has it for Nebraska. She's going to slow it down with 34 seconds to go in the quarter. 42-23, a 19-point Nebraska lead. Prince has it, high left side, brings it out with the dribble now between the circles. Pass to her right, Rimdahl has it. 10 on the shot clock, 18 on the game clock. Over to Prince on top, Porter defense. Pass to the corner, near side three, is short by Petrie. Picked up by Williams with 8 seconds to go in the quarter. Now McCray has it to Porter with five. Porter, a pass into the front court. Myers in the corner, has some room. Launches for three at the buzzer and hits it. Three-pointer at the buzzer to end the second quarter. And Wisconsin will take all the points they can here. And that one, perhaps something to take to the locker room for Wisconsin. 42-26, your halftime score. Nebraska outscored Wisconsin 24-12 in the quarter, and they led by as many as 19 before that three from Myers. So it's a 16-point game at the break. Nebraska 42, Wisconsin 26. Coming up at halftime, we'll run through these team and individual numbers. But up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin's Carter McCray. Our halftime interview next. This is Badgers basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up To Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us, and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. This is the Badger Halftime Show.
Halftime from Pinnacle Bank Arena. John Audius with you. And Nebraska leads Wisconsin 42-26. Huskers outscored the Badgers 24-12 in that second quarter. Time for tonight's halftime interview. And earlier today, had a chance to catch up with Wisconsin sophomore Carter McCray. She's a transfer from Northern Kentucky. And here is tonight's halftime interview.
With Wisconsin's Carter McCray at the half. So I want to start off and ask you, why did you want to come to the University of Wisconsin?
I mean, there's a lot of great things about Wisconsin. Overall, just like the campus atmosphere is really like enjoyable. There's a lot of things to do. It's a big school. The coaching staff felt really genuine. And the team, like I just had a great visit and I loved it. Yeah.
So what have you enjoyed most about the community so far in Madison?
Yeah, so just like we were here in the summer and it was really fun, like being on the lake. Like I've never really been in the lake a lot before. Doing that with my teammates was fun, and walking down State Street and seeing the Capitol building, it's all really nice.
Very cool. So what is your most valuable asset as a player?
I believe rebounding, just like coming in, like I was ranked pretty high in rebounding here. Like I have less rebounds per game, but I'm also playing with like Sarah Williams, defensive player of the year, like great player in the Big Ten. And yeah, so I think offensive rebounding is a big thing.
So what is the key to becoming a really successful rebounder?
Yeah, I think just like having a knack to go get the ball and then getting good positioning, especially in this league. Like that's what I'm trying to improve on, is people who are bigger than me, maybe stronger than me, and just like being able to position them so I can get more offensive rebounds.
Is there anything that specifically you kind of worked on in the offseason as you prepared for this season?
Definitely just like being in the weight room, getting stronger, and then working on post moves. Like I got to go against Sarah a lot, which makes anyone better. And then shooting, like my mid-range shot, I'm still trying to develop that so I can become like a more well-rounded player.
Halftime here with Wisconsin's Carter McCray. So when did you first start playing basketball? Do you remember?
Yeah, I was like five, I believe. But like my parents got me into it. My dad was like one of the assistant coaches of like my upward youth league. And just from there, like I really loved it. I had some injuries here and there, so I didn't play like all the years since I was five, but it's been a long time coming.
Were there any other sports you were interested in, or was it kind of always basketball?
Yeah, I played like volleyball and softball up until about like eighth grade, and I had some injuries and kind of just stuck with basketball.
Did you have a favorite athlete or maybe even a favorite basketball player growing up, and who was that?
Not really the whole time growing up, but in high school I really watched Naz Hillman a lot at Michigan, and I loved like watching her physicality in the post, and yeah.
All right, so I have to ask you a couple of rapid-fire questions here, so feel free to just answer these. Do you have a favorite streaming service?
Netflix.
Okay, is there a show you're watching on Netflix?
I just finished Squid Games with my teammate. So.
Is it the first season or the second season?
Season two, yeah.
Should I watch?
Yeah, you should. It's really good.
Okay. How do you prepare for a game? Is there kind of a routine you go through?
I listen to music, stretch a little. I talk to my parents before every game. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
What can you tell me about this video game called Heyday? Is it called Heyday? Lily was telling me about this the last interview.
Yeah, it's Heyday. It's like a farm game, and you like grow crops and make things like cheese and butter and like stuff like that. I'm not into it as much as my teammates, but I have the app and I play it occasionally.
Very fitting, I think, that you can make cheese and you're, you know, from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Or playing for Wisconsin, rather. All right, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Wisconsin's Carter McCray here at the half. Back with more after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm so sorry I was late. I was at the retina specialist getting my first AMD treatment. I was worried that the injection would hurt, but it was much better than I expected.
I'm so glad you're getting your AMD treated. Did you go to the same retina specialist that I see for my diabetic retinopathy?
Yes, and I was already having blurred central vision. And the retina specialist told me that by treating it early, I had a better chance of saving and even improving my vision.
It's important that we see an expert for our retinal conditions. A retina specialist also treated my son when his retina detached several years ago. The surgery saved his sight.
When your vision is at risk from retinal disease, you need the expertise of a retina specialist. Retina specialists are highly trained physicians and surgeons who treat retinal conditions in adults and children, as well as severe eye trauma. If you experience blurred central vision, a curtain-like shadow in your vision, floaters, flashing lights, or wavy lines, see a retina specialist as soon as possible.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director. Because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Halftime at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska, and it's a 42-26 lead for the home team, the Cornhuskers. Wisconsin looked pretty good in that first quarter, had as big as a three-point lead. They trailed after the first 10 minutes, 18-14, at 6 points from both Carter McRae and Sarah Williams. Nebraska did hit 3 three-pointers in the first quarter. The Badgers were 0-4. Second quarter, though, the story of the second quarter, 15-0 Nebraska run. It was 21-19 Cornhuskers, then that 15-0 run. And Nebraska really hasn't looked back after that. They have led by as many as 19 in the game. And they hit 4 more 3-pointers in that second quarter. Let's take a look at the numbers now at the break. Wisconsin, 12 of 34 from the floor. That's 35%. 1 of 12 from behind the three-point line. That's 8%. Meanwhile, Nebraska's 52% from the field, 15 out of 29. And they've made 7 first-half threes, just 1 off their Big Ten leading season average. But 7 of 15, 47%, and 5 of 6 at the free-throw line. Rebounding advantage to Nebraska, plus 7 on the glass. Offensive rebounds, 5-4 Wisconsin, and Nebraska leads in second chance points, 4-2. Both teams with low turnover numbers in that first half, 6 from Nebraska, 5 from Wisconsin, plus 4 though, points off turnovers for Nebraska at 10-6. Bench points rather, Nebraska 13-0, that's a big difference. Points in the paint, Wisconsin plus 4. At 18-14. Team assists 13 for Nebraska in the first half, 7 from Wisconsin. Each team with 2 steals in the first 2 quarters and 1 block by Nebraska. None in that first 20 minutes for Wisconsin. At the break, 42-26 Nebraska. We'll take another break, and when we come back, a look at the individual numbers. One Badger in double figures. I'll tell you who it is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Tess Myers, shooting guard from Wisconsin women's basketball. We are geared up to take our game to the next level, and we want you on this journey with us. With the VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see say for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
From outside the three-point line. We'll take a break, come back with the start of the third quarter next. 42-26 Nebraska. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
The Todd Allbus Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
yes,
can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect.
beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Lincoln, Nebraska. John Audius with you, and the Badgers trail 42-26 to the home team Cornhuskers, who are riding a Big Ten best 14-game home winning streak. Going to start the third quarter here in just a second. Hey, Badger fans, Wisconsin basketball excited to host a Power of Us game as the Badgers take on Michigan. Game time is set for 6:30 on Wednesday, January 29th. For more information about the game or to purchase your tickets today, visit uwbadgers.com. Then don't miss the Badgers hosting number 4 USC on February 5th for their annual National Girls and Women in Sports game. That is at 6:30 on February 5th. Badgers and Cornhuskers are ready to begin quarter number 3, and it'll be Nebraska basketball to start. Cornhuskers 52% from the floor in this game. They've hit 7 threes so far. See if Wisconsin can slow that down. Hake outside right for Nebraska. Petrie fires inside. Markowski on Williams. Good. Left hand finish down on the left block for Markowski. Just underway, third quarter. Two more for Nebraska, 44-26. Myers for Wisconsin. Tries to drop it off inside for Williams. Markowski from behind knocks it out of bounds. It'll stay with Wisconsin. Weitzinger, left sideline. Caught by Porter. She passes in to Ronnie. Screened by Williams. Porter has it. Defended by Prince. Shot clock's getting close to 10. Now McCray sets the screen. Double team at Porter. Throws to her left. Weitzinger. Hard bounce. Caught by Williams. Long two. Nope. Hake has the miss. Front court. Hake pushes to her left. Prince bobbled and gathers and tries to go inside of Markowski. Lost it.